In the latest sports game we had for you here last night on the radio, Yadier Molina started and ended a five-run rally in the ninth inning as the St. Louis Cardinals stunned the Cincinnati Reds 5-4 on Monday night. Molina singled to start the inning and was hit by a pitch from Ross Ohlendorf with the bases loaded to drive home the winning run. In between, Matt Carpenter drove in two runs with a single, and Brandon Moss tied it when he walked with the bases loaded. The comeback erase would have been a night off. A night of offensive futility for St. Louis through the first eight innings as the Cardinals entered the last inning 0-for-11 with runners in scoring position. Seth Maness pitched a perfect ninth to earn the win. The Cards and Reds are at it again here this evening at Busch Stadium. Pre-game coverage here on KJN will be at 6:20, first pitch at 7:15 here tonight. Other scores from Major League Baseball yesterday. In interleague play, it was Texas over Colorado 4-3. In American League action, Toronto topped Tampa Bay 7-5. Minnesota 3-1 over Houston. Oakland beat Baltimore 3-2. Seattle 3-0 over Detroit. In National League play, it was San Francisco over Miami 8-7 in 14 innings of play. Atlanta also went extra innings, 12 innings of play, to beat Milwaukee 4-3. St. Louis 5-4 winner, as we mentioned, over Cincinnati. And the Dodgers beat Philadelphia 9-4 in Major League Baseball play yesterday. In Pacific Coast League baseball action, it was Omaha beating Colorado Springs by a score of 3-1, and the I-Cubs beat Oklahoma City 3-2 yesterday. Today's schedule has Colorado Springs at Omaha again for a 7 o'clock start here this evening, and Oklahoma City at Iowa for a 7 o'clock start there as well over at Principal Park. Yasiel Puig has found the party in the Pacific Coast League. Days after a demotion to the minors, the unpredictable L.A. Dodgers outfielder posted videos to his Snapchat account Monday night of him partying with his new AAA teammates. The series of videos followed Oklahoma City's 3-2 loss at the Iowa Cubs. Puig began by posting a video of him shirtless in the team's locker room, smiling and saying, "It's so funny, we lose today and everybody's happy." Videos posted later showed Puig and his teammates dancing, singing, and chanting, often using a profanity. A banner on one of the videos reads, "I love this team." Puig was optioned to Oklahoma City last week after the Dodgers could not find a taker for him before the non-waiver trade deadline. He went 2-for-4 in his first game with Oklahoma City on Sunday and was 0-for-3 on Monday. A Major League All-Star in 2014, the 25-year-old Puig has been physically limited this season and largely inconsistent when healthy, batting .260 with 7 homers in 81 big league games. The Cuban slugger signed a $42 million 7-year contract in June of 2012. Moving on to college football news, Hawkeye offensive coordinator Greg Davis knows who the key guys will be on the offense as they prepare for the season opener. His challenge is to find those supporting players that are going to help fill out the roster.
We got 7 guys back that have played some ball, and so, you know, that's an encouraging thing. So what we want to do is just we want to get better each day as an offense. And then when we get to scrimmages and we're playing game situations, you know, put them in as many of those situations as you can without your quarterback being played live.
The offensive game plan will come together after Davis sees who stands out.
You want to install the offense, there's no question. But you also want to find out who's ready to help this year. And then once you kind of know what group is ready to help this year, you know, then you can start to kind of determine, okay, how much 2 tight ends will we play? How much 3 wide receivers?
Davis has senior quarterback C.J. Beathard to get everything started, and he says that gives them a lot of options.
You know, he's a guy that he can do a lot of different things, and you know, from under the center, from into the gun, it doesn't really matter to him. The biggest thing is he's done it now, and we felt last year at this time when we were talking he would do what he did, but he hadn't. Now he has.
Iowa lost a couple of experienced receivers and moved redshirt freshman Ryan Boyle of West Des Moines over from quarterback to help give them more depth.
We moved him to the slot receiver really about 3 practices before the end of spring last year. So, you know, all the little nuances or things that, you know, he's getting for the first time now in camp, you know, but he's been encouraging. I've also been encouraged by Devontae Young, a freshman. So I think it'll end up being a pretty good group.
Davis says the idea was to get Boyle on the field, and then his change of position for now is a 1-year experiment. He says he's confident the offensive line will be good again this year, and that's why it's key to find out who can play where at the skill positions to determine how to develop the offense. Iowa opens the season at home on September 3rd against Miami of Ohio. Northern Iowa coach Mark Farley says his focus in fall camp this year is a flip-flop from last season when they didn't have to work as much to prepare the defense for the opener.
Last year spent a lot of time on offense because the defense was sound. The defense had a lot of good players on it, and all you had to do was get them lined up right and let them run. This year, the defense is so raw and so new that I walk in the room that more than half of it, it'll be the first time they take the field. There was a time in spring ball that there was only one guy that played in a game for us in the starting 11.
Farley says they'll do a lot in practice to put pressure on the defense to get them ready.
We need to prepare them through how we coach them, because we can't test our team on the field. We gotta find out about them by the stress we put them on the field. So we will stress the defense.
Panthers open the season on the road September 3rd against Iowa State. The United States swimming team continues to demonstrate that it's more than just Katie Ledecky and Michael Phelps. Ryan Murphy provided the U.S. with its fourth gold medal of the games by winning the men's 100-meter backstroke. Murphy was fourth at the turn before giving the Americans their sixth straight gold medal in the event. 30-year-old David Plummer took the bronze in the event. Lily King held off a late charging Yulia Efimova to win the 100-meter breaststroke. King finished more than a half second ahead of Efimova, who was booed before the final. American Catherine Malie earned the bronze. It was an especially sweet victory for King after Efimova taunted her following Sunday's semifinals. She had been banned in the past for doping, but was cleared to compete in Rio just last Saturday in the wake of the state-sponsored doping in Russia. When Efimova waved a finger after her semifinal in the backstroke, King returned the favor and said, "If that's what she feels she needs to do to be able to compete, whatever. I'm here to compete clean for the U.S." American Kathleen Baker claimed silver in the water. Baker was second to Katinka Hosszú of Hungary in the women's 100-meter backstroke. Connor Dwyer came away with a bronze in the men's 200 freestyle, an event won by China's Sun Yang. It's the first Olympic medal for Dwyer. That's a look at some of the latest in sports here on KJN Sports, brought to you by Atlantic Medical Center Pharmacy. For all your pharmaceutical needs, stop by your Atlantic Medical Center Pharmacy, your Health Mart provider. I'm Chris Parks, KJN Sports.